30-year-old Biaja Beatrice says she enjoyed working for Kenya Commercial Bank in Juba since 2015 until 2018, when she alleges managing director Roba Wago began sexually harassing her. Beatrice was an IT officer at the bank. Beatrice says the harassment began when she installed software on Wago's computer.
That was when he started, that Beatrice, do you know that you are very beautiful? Then he started giving me weird compliments. I stood up and I looked at him straight at his eyes, surprisingly, and also annoyed at the same time. Then he told me, why are you looking at me like that? Are you undermining me because you see that I am very slim and old, I cannot handle you? If you give me the chance, I will surprise you on bed.
Beatrice says the sexual harassment continued for years.
Whenever I go to his office, I will find that there is nothing wrong with his internet. There is nothing wrong with his machine. He's working fine. When I ask him, why did you call me? He will acknowledge to me that he just missed me. He just wanted to see me. That's why he called me. Several times it happened. Then I had to warn him. I said, in case you're calling me, call me for a genuine business reason.
Beatrice says after she revived his sexual advances, her work relationship with Wago went from bad to worse. She says Wago could hold her responsible for offenses she had not committed. Beatrice says she resigned last week and filed a sexual harassment case with the South Sudan National Police Service. Mayending, a member of parliament in the reconstituted Transitional National Legislative Assembly, says security agents and two military generals allegedly tried to block Wago's arrest.
I called the lawyer and went to the police station and I talked with the deputy head of the Northern Division. So at around 11, the MD of KCB submitted himself to the police. Ours is to ensure that justice is followed. Irrespective of whom you are, either you are South Sudanese or you're a foreigner, either you are rich or poor, we should all be treated equally.
Major General Daniel Justin, a spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, says Wago will be arraigned in court after police finish questioning him. Justin denies two generals tried to obstruct Wago's arrest.
I think they might have been advised to let him finish his work and then he goes there or something of that kind. I'm not aware of what happened. But he came by himself voluntarily and he was arrested and the case went on.
Lawyer David Misuk Michael says the allegations against Wago are mere conspiracies to get rid of his client as managing director at KCB. He says Beatrice's charge of sexual harassment was first presented to the bank's management, but there was no evidence to back up her claims.
It was an issue that happened in 2018. And then they formed a disciplinary committee because they have the internal memo dealing with such issues of sexual harassment, whatever. So the result of that committee came out that it was a lie. You know, it was not true.
Misuk says Beatrice resigned from the bank because of her conduct, not sexual harassment. He also alleges Beatrice's complaint is stemmed from a conspiracy among disgruntled bank employees who want to get rid of Wago in their fight for salary increase. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.